Ambition is the driving force behind every great achievement in life. But what does it really mean to be ambitious? And how can you make sure that you're setting yourself up for success when it comes to your goals? In this episode, we're going to be discussing some practical ways on how you can be ambitious with your goals. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Actionables podcast. My name is Peyton. If you're a regular listener, thank you so much for tuning back in. If you're new here, be sure to hit subscribe and listen to this weekly podcast on how you can pursue your life goals in a more simpler and consistent way. You know, there's one thing I know about you, and that is that you have at least one thing that you feel deeply drawn toward your life. Now, you may already be aware of this, and or maybe you have not fully committed to pursuing that goal of yours. Whatever the case may be, I know it is there. If you're wondering how I know this, it's because you are listening to this podcast. And that must mean that you want to do something more creative with your life. Now, those goals that you want to achieve or you've thought about, even if in passing, is something that your higher self wants you to pursue. Think about it. Haven't you had those what if moments or I wish scenarios that have popped up in your mind from time to time? Well, those are subtle hints from the universe to go follow and pursue those goals. Now, before we get into some practical ways of being ambitious with your goals, we have to talk about the key to becoming ambitious, and that is to commit. Only if you're committed toward your goals does it make sense to continue speaking about ambition. And here's why this is important. You may have great intentions, but intentions without actions are absolutely useless. And that's just the bitter truth. Even if you are already currently working on your goals, but if your actions are fair-weathered, then again, being ambitious will not help you. If you only work on your goals when everything is easy, that's not being committed. Your test of commitment happens when you start facing challenges. Only when you start facing challenges do you come to know how committed you are toward your goals. Think about a commitment you make to your loved one. Won't you honor that commitment? Yes. Similarly, when you make a commitment toward your goals, it's not about taking that commitment lightly. Now, everything you do in your life should support that commitment. From waking up in the morning to going to sleep in the night, everything else that you do in between should revolve around your commitment toward your goals. Now, assuming that you agree about making this commitment of working on your goals, now let's jump into some practical ways of how to be ambitious with your goals. Number one is to be out of your mind. Now, wait a minute. You did hear that right. Our societal conditioning has taught us that we need to be logical. We need to be rational about our goals, dreams, and desires. But scientific research shows us that we are not rational beings. We respond first and only then do we think. Or in Daniel Kahneman's words, we feel first and feeling is a kind of thinking. So the number one thing to do with your goal is to think about the most non-logical outcome you want. If your current goal is to open up a startup to cater to your local region, your ambitious goal could be to cater to the whole world. Now, I realize how uncomfortable and ludicrous you may think this sounds, but being ambitious requires you to think big. Think ridiculously big. Don't shy away from thinking big. If thinking big enough scares you, imagine what it will feel like if you have to take massive action. It's going to be scary. So take a deep breath and go work on something, like physically take some action toward your goal. The second way to be ambitious is to face your fears. There's the saying by Jim Quick, if you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. What this means is anything you are scared of doing is exactly what you need to do. Now, why this is true is because when you allow your fears to stop you, you limit your own potential. You stop yourself from growing and you don't get what you desire. So that old adage, that says there's victory on the other side of fear. While it won't be easy to face your fears, it's a prerequisite for being ambitious. And finally, the third way to be ambitious is to increase your self-awareness. Do you spend a lot of time worrying about others' needs? While that's great, you have to take the time to become more self-aware. There's enough research that shows people who are conventionally successful are also more likely to be more self-aware. So I highly recommend to take some time to reflect upon what you want to do, what you are currently doing, and improve and increase the quality of time that you spend with yourself. You can do this by journaling. You could do this by spending some quality time alone with yourself on a daily basis. So these were some of the ways that you can become more ambitious with your goals. I invite you to try them out. Now, I want to hear from you which way resonated with you. Tag me while listening to this podcast on our Instagram. We have a brand new handle that is Life Coach Payden. Life Coach Payden on Instagram and on Facebook. I'll see you in the next episode. Till then, don't forget what you want matters, and it's really up to you to make it happen. Take good care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.